Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. A few weeks ago, a man went out on the bay to put out a couple of crab pots. He was by himself, which isn't a real good idea, because anything can happen in a boat. It seems that some jerk in a cabin boat came steaming by too close, and the wake swamped the 14-foot boat the crabber was in. I've been a boater for over 40 years, mostly water skiing. I've learned about boating from friends who had been boating for years. Boating is about etiquette, starting at the launching ramp, instead of backing two rigs down the ramp side by side, which I have seen someone do, and transferring all your stuff from the truck to the boat, tying up the whole ramp. You get everything loaded, then back down the ramp into the water and gone. Oh yeah, don't forget to put the plug in the boat. I think that's happened to everyone at least once. When you're on the water, give fishermen a wide berth as well as anyone else dead in the water. Pay attention. Don't cross in front of oncoming boats. What used to drive me nuts were kids, mostly, on jet skis, who obviously had no training in courtesy or laws regarding safe boating. They buzz around like bees, acting like no one is on the lake but them. I've had them cruise right in front of me, oblivious to anyone else. Getting back to the incident on the bay, the operator of the cabin cruiser barreled past a crabber at a close distance, and his wake caused the small boat to capsize. According to the crabber, he kept right on going, with no regard to the life of the man they dumped in the water. As an experienced boat operator, I find it hard to believe he or she didn't see what took place. If they ever find out who did it, they need to be taught a lesson. Fortunately, a couple of good Samaritans fished him out of the bay. Once, when I was a kid, I was standing on the dock at the end of Del Norte Street when a fishing boat cruised by. I was at the edge of the dock, and when the wake hit, it pitched me right into the bay. So, along with having a couple of close calls at the lake with, in these cases, rather slow-moving cabin boats, which really put out a big wake, and the dock experience, I know a little bit about wakes. As many of you know, I finished out my grocery career with Safeway. When the new store opened up, I went to Arcata to shop because it's a little smaller. Even then, it was hard to walk, given my knee situation. I finally figured out that by having someone push the cart, my wife, my granddaughter, my grandson, I could ride the motorized scooter and get by. My friend Charlie Bean, who is wheelchair-bound, always said he felt like he was invisible. People don't look down. Since I've been in a wheelchair and also riding the motorized scooter at the store, I've found that to be true. I've had people I've known for years walk right past me until I hollered out their name. Next time you see someone in a wheelchair or motorized cart, acknowledge them. How about them gas prices? From what I hear, it's an artificial situation caused somewhat by the mess in the Middle East and the change to summer gas. I also think futures investors and others are manipulating the market. I've been told we have plenty of oil available in non-offshore areas. Why are we buying from the Middle East? Politicians, wake up. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.